a wealth of information for managing your money. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Millions of satellite TV users could be without their favorite shows on Comedy Central, MTV, and other networks for a while. Talks between Viacom and DirecTV are broken down. Let's take a look at the dynamics with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here as always, guys.
What's going on here?
You know, it's real easy. There's a famous movie, and the line out of that movie was, "Show me the money." And just think about a bunch of guys in a room jumping up and down yelling, "Show me the money." And that's really what this is all about. I know it sounds very complicated with who's got carriage rights and who's paying for what programming and how it's distributed. And ultimately, it is complicated. The devil is in the details of these contracts agreements. But, you know, every one of us as a cable or a satellite TV subscriber is kind of meat on the hook, if you will. We have a certain value. We pay a certain amount every month, and the fight is over how that piece of meat, if you will, is sliced up.
So who's demanding the money?
Everybody's demanding money. That's that's one of the things that, you know, it makes it kind of interesting. There's really been kind of a shift back to programmers and content creators asking the distributors for money. For a while, the distributors really had an outrageously wonderful business model where they could, get programming for free and collect money from advertisers and collect money from subscribers, and they were basically printing money in their basements. Same with satellite operators. But now the programmers and the people creating this content are kind of, wising up and saying, hey, wait a minute, without us, your color bars, being fed to a million households, you need this programming. So there's this constant push and pull between distribution and between programming. And that's why I've referred on this program before, Sherman, if you'll recall. I've talked about kind of a different model where the program creators are actually selling their wares via IP or over the Internet in an a la carte kind of way. And I think that's ultimately where this is heading.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about, because while it's still rather a niche kind of a market when you consider the mass market of TV viewers who are more accustomed to dialing into a cable or a satellite channel, there are those who are using other auxiliary boxes to bring the Internet to their flat-screen TVs. We're not at a critical mass on that yet, but is that are we near a point at all where that is going to come into play with these negotiations as they go on, and companies such as DirecTV, Comcast, Time Warner, et cetera, realize they simply don't have this market all to themselves? The monopoly is being broken up.
I agree, and I think that's definitely where we're heading. How we get there and the mechanics of the deals and the emergence of some companies and the defeat of others is going to work out. Who knows? You need a crystal ball for that. But, you know, the idea, one of the sticking points in these negotiations is you get the, Viacom trying to jam a bunch of other channels on the distribution system. The distribution system isn't interested. They don't have the bandwidth. They don't have the satellite capacity. So they don't want to take channels people don't want. They want to be able to offer those online and collect revenues. But, the Viacoms of the world are saying, hey, we're not going to let you stream it online unless you give us the clearance on satellite TV so we can claim distributorship. We can claim distribution to advertisers all over the entire satellite television universe. So it's a very convoluted battle between advertisers, subscribers, program producers, and distributors. And ultimately, I agree, very much with the idea that I think being able to access programming over the Internet, on your television, or where it's what you might call screen agnostic, is eventually where we're heading with this thing. And you're not going to be paying for channels you don't want to watch. You're going to make your own selections, build your own, if you will, little cable network on your own, and that's what you'll pay for.
But here we are in 2012, and the customer is the hostage here between these two giants. And what's the option for the customer?
The customer is, I would say, I don't know if the customer is hostage. They're certainly doing without some programming right now, but there is such a thing in business called pricing power. And the cable companies and the programmers, everybody realizes we're only going to be able to push the customer so far. In other words, they can't just have a pop the champagne corks and say, hey, you get 10 bucks and we get 10 bucks and everybody's happy, because the customer is going to say, hey, now wait a minute, how much am I paying for this every month? And they've already experienced some pretty significant pushback in terms of monthly costs for television. So that's the dynamic here. The customer has got a breaking point, and with that in mind, all the sides that are involved in serving that customer are fighting over, you know, dollars and cents here. And I think for customers, yeah, they're kind of in the middle of this here for a while. But ultimately, again, where I see this thing going, where you're only paying for the channels you want and you're getting them over the internet anyway, I think ultimately we're going to see programming get cheaper and cheaper.
Well, we're talking basically about a cafeteria system where you can pick and choose the channels you want, just like you can if you're in a cafeteria and pick the foods you want. This is an issue that has been before Congress before. It is still unresolved. Efforts to create a cafeteria system have, to this point, been blocked. But we'll see how it plays out. Tom, good talking with you. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks so much, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle, Washington.